got to pick up snaps as well as my other mic. I'm snapping my fingers like a crazy monkey, and I don't think it's being picked up. I'm on a different mic today, so there'll be a whole, there'll be a different tone, a different style, everything. This is Penn Gillette, Penn Fraser Gillette in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm sitting with Michael Goudeau, juggler in the Lance Burton Show. Lance Burton fell on his head.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
A couple nights ago,
Saturday night.
He's okay now.
He gets Lance Burton is Michael Goudeau's boss, and he gets he's a magician. He gets lowered from a chandelier. And,
yeah, he appears
in a
chandelier.
Surprising. He appears in the chandelier. I'm sorry. He appears magically in the chandelier. There's no way he could possibly get there by any physical means.
That's right.
But magically, he's in the chandelier. It's lowered to the ground by means that are less than magical. And he jumped off before it hit the bottom. It has an automatic go back up when its weight's off it.
Yeah.
So it flipped him and knocked him on his head.
Yep. He's okay.
How come I never see the good shows? When I go to see Lance Burton, no flipping on his head.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's the way it goes. 866-570-PEN-7366. We got a hell of a week coming up. We're kicking it off right now. We got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about, I want to get to this eventually, and I think this is a subject that seems like kind of stupid and limited, but really the question I'm asking you on this is what your entire view of the government is. Not the American government, any government in the world, what are they supposed to do? There is a health campaigners yesterday demanded, this is in Britain, that ministers, you can tell it's Britain because it's ministers, ministers ban all junk food advertising before 9 p.m. as a report predicted that 3 in 4 men and 3 in 5 women would be overweight or obese by 2010.
Could be.
Yeah, is that what it says? Yeah.
If they put their minds to it.
They predicted, yeah. if they work a lot. And clearly, the blame they're putting on is McDonald's television ads. That's what they think is the whole obesity. And the question is, even if it is the television ads that do it, if you can prove 100% that if you take TV ads off, because this is going to come to the United States. This will be in the United States in no time. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton was asked in the 90s, if she thought that in terms of obesity, if they could ban junk food, would that be a good thing to do? And she said it wasn't practical. She did not say it was morally wrong. She said it wasn't practical. So if you have food that is making people fat and killing them, and there's no way around it, you can absolutely prove it. Is it the government's job to do anything to stop people from getting that food? 866-570-PEN-7366 is where you can call. 866-570-7366 if you don't have letters on your telephone. That's 570-PEN. Penn Radio, two N's, PENNRADIO at gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And we're talking about this thing in Britain. And the question is, and I have a friend, you know, my crazy hippie friend, who I think stopped talking to me after I called him a crazy hippie friend on the air.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I got an email from him in like 6 months. But he would say, you know, that the problem, he's fat. He's a fat guy. The problem in this country with fat people was not willpower. The problem was that the big corporations knew how to sell bad food to people, and they were doing it. That was the whole thing to him.
And so
it's the corporation's fault. It's the corporation's fault that we're at war in Iran because they're fighting. I mean, we're going to be at war in Iran. We're at war in Iraq because we want oil. You know, it's not the fact that the Muslims want everyone dead who doesn't believe in their religion. That's separate from that. You know, the fact that Iran is controlled by people who refer to the Israelis as Zionists and want to blow it off the map. That's not related. It's the fact that American corporations, you know, it's always American corporations. And here in Britain, I guess it's still American corporations, right? McDonald's and stuff. And they're selling this
I think we can solve all this with one quick blow. No more cars.
No more cars, yeah.
No one will be fat.
No one will be
fat.
You
won't be able to go to McDonald's.
No oil. No nothing. Yeah, you solve it all.
You lose the weight by walking to McDonald's. It works out
perfectly. That's the whole question. While we're waiting for people to call in about this advertising, I do want to touch quickly on this Jackie Mason thing, because it wasn't in a lot of news. It was quickly on CNN. But Jackie Mason, that comic, you know,
yeah.
A very, very funny comic.
The guy
was thrown off. He was thrown off Ed Sullivan's show for flipping the finger, ostensibly. He says he didn't. Finger here, finger there, but he wasn't actually flipping the finger, although on the video, kind of looks like he's flipping the finger, but I don't know. But Jews for Jesus have put out a pamphlet that says, is Jackie Mason a Jew for Jesus? And it's one of these, like, chick track things. It's, you know, it's religious propaganda. It's proselytizing. After all, Jackie's shtick is that there's a difference between Jews and Gentiles, and they have a little bit of his act. A Jew comes into a restaurant and says it's too drafty. And everyone knows, not that I'm doing Jackie Mason.
That was pretty good.
Probably the worst Jackie Mason ever. And everybody knows the biggest difference is that Jews don't believe in Jesus, right? Well, not the Jews. They don't agree by themselves. Maybe he was a son of God. Maybe he wasn't. He was a rabbi, whatever. But the question is, and I'm on the nut side here, can they use Jackie Mason's image and part of his act and put a big thing up that says, is he a Jew for Jesus? They're not claiming he is a Jew for Jesus. It's a question. If they were to put out a pamphlet that had a big picture of me, that said, is Penn Jillette a Christian? And then said, you know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he never has, that's part of, or is he a Mormon? You know, I follow my podiatrist is a Mormon. And my podiatrist said, you know, we were talking about not drinking, not smoking, all the stuff I do. And he said, you know, you're a really good Mormon. And I said, yes, except for that believing in God thing. And that seems to be a wall.
That should be the baseline.
Really. I think so. Yeah. But he likes the not drinking, not smoking, not doing drugs. And he makes my feet feel better. So we have a beautiful thing. 866-570-PEN 7366. I would give his name if I could think of it. But, you okay. know, I have a mind like a sieve. 866-570-PEN-7366, and we're talking about, is it the government's responsibility what we eat? Should people be in charge of that? We got a few phone calls here. Let's take Matt.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Hey guys, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I think that the government is absolutely responsible for curtailing things like McDonald's, which only seem to be detrimental to the American public. Mm-hmm. And clearly they will not do this for the same reason that they did not ban cigarettes, which is too powerful a corporate lobby group, and it's all at the expense of the American consumer.
So you, but we did ban alcohol. We did do that. And there were certainly strong lobbies on that, and that just did not work.
The thing about alcohol is that it's a different situation because it's not like you're only hurting yourself with alcohol. You can, like, plow into a school bus and take out 25 kids.
Absolutely. And we tried to ban that, and it was unsuccessful.
No, exactly.
Prohibition
right.
did
and
not
that
work.
Should be that should have been the first thing, in a sense, banned in terms of danger.
But my point was, it was the first thing banned, and it really
right.
didn't work. Murder rates went way up. Gangs controlled it. It went to black market and made a lot of bad people rich. So you have an example of what happens if you ban something that people want.
Right, right. Ultimately, the voice of the people is strong, but they're misinformed, they're misguided because the health problems are so severe. What people want is not McDonald's. What people want is cheap food. And what the government could do is take some of the surplus around and somehow turn it into cheap food that's a lot better for you.
But the thing is that food at the supermarket is much, much cheaper than McDonald's. And there is no shortage of supermarkets. They're everywhere. And
right.
you can go and put yourself together a salad cheaper than you can buy a Big Mac.
Let me add convenience to cheap.
Well,
to
yeah,
cheap
but now. I mean, have you been to supermarkets?
Well, what about?
Because I haven't. I have someone else do my shopping. But I've heard about supermarkets. And
right.
I've heard you can go there and it's really convenient. You can buy, if you want to buy healthy food, I'm not talking about, you know, health food jive. I'm talking about like a regular, like whatever we have, Albertsons or Vons or something.
Yeah, but you can't roll down your window and have a ready to eat, you know, meal.
You can come damn close to that. You can go in and they have prepackaged salads with low-fat salad dressing. They have regular just broiled chicken breasts that you can pick up. If you
right.
want to get a big, if you want to get a jar, excuse me, I'm cracking with motion. If you want to get a jar of garbanzo beans and just pour them down your hippie gullet, you can do that easily. You really could not have more convenience. What you have is you have people who have the desire to do something to themselves that they don't think that other people don't think is safe. Do you drive a car?
I'm driving it right now.
How fine! You're using a cell phone?
Yeah, no, I'm drinking also.
No, but I mean, you do drive a car, right?
Yeah, sure.
You understand that's much more dangerous than any sort of fast food. If you really care about American people's health, what you want to do, as Goodeau said, just ban cars. Now, if I want to have a Big Mac and I want to be fat and I want to die younger, why isn't that my choice?
If you were living inside of a bubble, that might be perfectly acceptable, but we all know that everything we do affects those close to us, those around us.
It sure does. There's no doubt about that. But my point is, if everything affects everybody, does that mean that everything is a group decision? Because obviously, sex affects me. Because you having sex is a certain kind of risk. Does that mean we all get together and say, I don't know, does he or she look clean to you? I don't know, let's run a test.
You don't have to worry about it because I've been married for 10 years, so it's a non-issue.
Supposedly don't like your wife.
There are other people who do have sex.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky.
You've been married 10 years, but some of the rest of us still have sex, okay?
Good.
You think that's a group decision? See, I also don't know if you're yanking me. Let me just ask you already, are you yanking me on this?
Who, me?
Yeah.
About what?
About all McDonald's should be banned. Do you believe that?
Well, the thing is, I'm a chef and a restaurant owner,
uh-huh.
and so I have a certain point of view about food, and I'm not on a social agenda or a mm-hmm. mission in terms of organic or this and that, but I do get disgusted when I see what's going on around me.
Sure.
And if it isn't banned, at least people should have an alternative.
We couldn't agree more on that. See, I really believe that what we're, you know, I'm pro-choice on everything, you know?
Right.
I just think that if you think that people want healthier food, more convenient, why don't you set up as a chef? What kind of food do you serve?
It's eclectic fine dining, but uh-huh. it's all very healthy, you know, very fresh fish and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. But, I mean, is there a way to make a drive-thru restaurant with really healthy food?
I think it's been done already.
And it can also be tasty?
I think, yes, it's tastier. I mean, ultimately, see, I think you get so desensitized having so much salt and so much. But once you break that and once you get on the track of eating good food, so you wouldn't even want McDonald's anymore.
Absolutely true. I agree with you completely. My only difference I have with you is, should that be done by the government by force, or should you open your fast food tasty restaurant and do it like that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question, but I care more about the outcome of it than the...
So you're essentially arguing that the end justifies the means. And any time that someone argues the end justifies the means, it seems I disagree with them. Because the end justifies the means is the most dangerous kind of thinking possible because it puts you in control.
Yes, fascism, yes.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And it's fascism controlled by a chef who cooks healthy food, which is not that much different than fascism by anybody else.
That is correct. Yeah. The only thing I can say as a closing note is the government... You know, look now with all the legislators. Look now on cigarettes. Like, now it's very clear what cigarettes do to you. For a while, it seemed to be a big secret.
It wasn't a big secret. My father knew cigarettes were bad for you in the 1920s. Everybody knew.
It was a different time.
Everybody knew they were bad for you. They just made that choice. And I've said this before, and I really believe it. Freedom means the freedom to do things that are stupid. If you want to do stuff that's smart, everybody's behind you. What we have to fight for is the rights of our people to do really stupid things. And a really stupid thing, lighting up a cigarette, going to Mickey D's, jumping in your car, and opening a restaurant that serves fresh fish when you could make so much more money serving lousy food. Thanks a lot for calling me.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, that was a business decision on his part. He just knew they banned McDonald's, more people would eat his food there. Let's talk to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Listen, I agree that we should all eat healthy and such, but I don't think the government should have anything to do with it. What about accountability?
Well, you know, that's...
about being accountable for yourself, for God's sake, and now you have the government to tell us what to do? That's nuts.
That's why I said this issue, which just seems like a silly issue of can we have McDonald's ads at a certain time at night in Britain, which seems very, very specific and not much to do with us, really does answer the question of how much is the government responsible for you? Or if you want to break it down to very simple biker terms, do we want to go with let those who ride decide? Can people ride a motorcycle without a helmet? That's the whole question right there.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to, if you're not hurting someone, I think it should be your choice. I don't think the government should have anything to do with it. If you're hurting someone or masses, as in putting a poison into a food, well, yeah, I hope someone does come in and tell us. But if you're riding a motorcycle and you're not wearing a helmet, I don't see where that hurts someone else. I wish you would. I think it's easy, it's better for you, but I think it still should be your choice.
Yeah, the problem is that when you get to a government as big and clunky as we have, it does affect other people. We now have insurance set up in such a way that we're all paying for it, and if we get to a socialized medicine, which a lot of people are going for, I mean, certainly Massachusetts is already there, then me riding without a helmet does affect your pocketbook. If I'm injured,
exactly.
You have to pay for it. So the problem
exactly.
is that once you get, the argument becomes nonsense until the government's too big, and then the argument is absolutely valid. They
exactly.
make the argument valid by going socialist, and that's the problem. But also, you know, I agree completely. You know, you should eat better. And also, you know, some people will tell you, we'll probably get a phone call that will tell us right now, that when you say poison in the food, some people will tell you that trans fats and salt are poison in the food.
We'll
get that call from someone else. I probably don't have to do
sure
it myself.
I'm sure you will. By the way, Penn, Teller was my teacher in high school.
Oh, was he really? Lawrence High
yeah.
School? Did you
yeah.
go, so you were a little bit, you're a little bit older than John Stewart, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, he went to school with my sister.
Right, okay. So you sound just
a couple years younger, yeah.
Just a little older, because John Stewart just missed having Teller as a teacher by, I think, a year.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sad to say that I believe John Stewart is the most famous person from Lawrence Township School, and Teller comes in second. But we're still working on that, damn it! Stewart's going down! He's going down!
No, you guys, when I tell people, you guys are pretty popular. Everyone knows who you are. And he was brilliant as a teacher.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I'll pass it on to him. I actually sat in on one of his classes. When I was in high school, the whole time I was in high school, Teller taught, and I came down from Massachusetts and sat in one of his classes because he wanted to show his students how dangerous a really bad student could be. He thought they were pikers. So he brought me into the class to comment on things he was saying, to heckle him and play practical jokes on him and really take him down, just to show that his students were not good at it. I'd been thrown out of school earlier, and I was a pro. So thanks a lot, Sandy. Say hi to Lawrence Township for us. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be back after this talking about do fat Americans, should they have TV ads banned to stop them fat? 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. I haven't mentioned this in a few weeks. That's Mike Jones playing the piano there and writing the Penn Jillette theme. I'm playing bass. And you can find out a lot more about Mike Jones. You just go to pennradio.com, PennRadio.com. And there's a link there. It'll take you to Jones Jazz. You can get, I have people after the show at the Rio, they come up and they play me their ringtones. And the ringtones will be monkey music, or it'll be like the Penn Jillette theme. They've all downloaded it from the site. So it's very flattering. Very flattering. And people ask Jonesy to program their cell phone to play the theme. And that makes them crazy. If you go to the Rio after the show, go up to Mike Jones and go, would you just play the monkey theme into my phone? 866-570-PEN, 7366, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366, or PennRadio@gmail.com, two N's on Penn. We're talking about the something that doesn't affect us at all, which is the best thing for radio. In Britain, they are thinking of cutting down junk food advertising before 9 p.m. on television because they predict that 75% of the men and 60% of the women could be overweight by 2010 when our contract is up at the Rio, because then we'll have to change the size of our seats, I guess, because there'll be so many fat people coming over from Britain. And we're just discussing whether the government, in general, very general, is responsible for these kinds of things. The rest of the week is very exciting. Tomorrow, of course, is Monkey Tuesday. And we'll have a very good Monkey Tuesday for you tomorrow, I can guarantee you. And Wednesday, we're going to have Howie Mandel on. Howie Mandel's going to do the whole show with us. We'll be talking about his stupid show and talking about everything else. Howie Mandel, as you know, one of the aristocrats, and we're very happy to have him on. Thursday, I'm going to be broadcasting live from Minnesota.
Oh, man.
But it's a celebration of Bob Dylan, because Bob Dylan's from Minnesota. His new album comes out tomorrow. And you know, lately, I've been thinking so much about Alicia Keys. I have been having such impure thoughts about Alicia Keys, just like I so badly wanted everything to be blown in the wind in 63. Now I want Alicia Keys. I want her like I want an extra limb. And then Friday I will be in L.A. with Get This People, Aristocratic Fans, Thursday, live on the radio, Bob Saget!
Friday.
Did I say Friday? Friday. Let me build up again. Thursday I'm in Minnesota with a big tribute to Bob Dylan. I'll start again, okay? But Bob Dylan and then secondarily Judy Garland and Prince are also from Minnesota. I'll be there. In the State Fair, I'm going to go to the State Fair, and my play is going to open in Minnesota soon.
At the State Fair?
Not the State Fair, no. I'll be at the State Fair, though. And I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to tell you all about the State Fair. We'll be remote. It'll be a remote.
I know. This is a big experiment.
Satellite. And then let me build up again. Like, it didn't even happen before. And then Friday, in the studio. I'll be in L.A. And live in the studio in L.A., Mr. Bob Saget! I wanted to put words in the middle that kind of summed up Bob Saget, but all I could think of was words that were not appropriate. For
Hootie hoo hoo hoo.
Hootie hoo hoo hoo.
Bob, hootie hoo hoo hoo. Saget will be on.
Saget. Yeah. But Saget, we all know, is funny and the filthiest son of a bitch that ever walked the face of the earth. He makes Red Fox blush, and that's hard for so many reasons. Let's talk to Stina. Stina's a cool name. What's up, Stina? This is Penn.
Hey, gentlemen. Pleasure to speak to you again, Penn.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
That chef / restaurant owner has me riled.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, Steve.
Elitist bowl cookies. It has nothing to do. Grown-ups are going to do what grown-ups are going to do. That's the reason you get to 18 or 21 or whatever you consider a grown-up. Then let them have at it. It's their own damn fault then anyways.
What vices do you have, Stina?
What vices do I have?
Yeah. What do you have? Food. What do you do that's bad for you?
Food.
Food? So you're fat?
Yeah. I'm fat, absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry.
I am not a size 8.
Okay.
And you know what? And I don't care. That's not my point. My point is it's children. Children are the ones. That's where the education has to come, that you educate the parents that is not the only food for them.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, since it is convenient, that means you have to figure out another way to make food convenient. So either you have to provide the food for people.
Whoa! So the government provides all the food for all the people in the country?
Wait, now, hang on. They already do food programs.
Sure.
And they give them that big old square block of yellow cheese.
Well, that's not all they give them. It's not.
But couldn't they give them...
We haven't bound the entire poor population of this country. Cheese is very binding. We cannot put the entire poor population in bondage. No. Although that's a really sexy thought.
Well, I know. And I am sort of, it's a little off the top of my head, but since the government has so many millions to worry about how grown-ups spend their time.
The government does not have any money. The government does not make any money at all. All the government has is our money. So everything you're talking about the government doing is stuff you're talking about taking money at gunpoint from citizens of the U.S. and then paying it. So do you want to have the government use a gun to take money from people so you can feed people convenient food that you consider healthy?
You're right. I don't want the government to be any more controlled or any more part of control of my life.
Right.
I'm absolutely with you on that. I live in Chicago. I am paying $3.50 for a gallon of gas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And some of that is subsidized, which is a bad example. It's a backwards example, actually. But go on. We'll keep it going with
you. Well, my point is that I don't want the government to be involved, but if they are going to be involved,
see, that's
which apparently I can no longer even choose what I'm going to feed my children or what they're going to watch on TV because they've controlled all of that, then there needs to be, I don't know how the education process goes. I don't know where you start it, but there has to be a reason why people gravitate to drive-ins.
You're going to end up with PSAs with Martin Sheen going,
oh, God, you're right.
don't be
right.
fat. Fat is not cool. And then you're going to have people like Beyonce going, I'm not fat, and I'm cool. I'm not fat, and I'm cool. I don't eat a McDonald's. I don't eat trans fats. I'm really cool. And when you watch Beyonce wiggling her ass around telling you not to be fat, you're going to sit down with Ben and Jerry's. You're going to eat like three quarts and say, I hope I die, goddammit. Because if you watch these empty-headed people that do TV wiggling their skinny asses around on TV telling you what to eat, you're going to fry them up with a little bit of lard and eat them. Don't eat the rich, eat the skinny. I mean, I think the only choice I'm ever going to go for is freedom. I don't think that...
It has to be. You're right.
Education is another word for propaganda. It is better to be uneducated than to be educated by your country. You know, your government should not educate people. I'm totally against that. But, you know, I like you, Stina, from your name right on down.
Well, thank you, sir. I tried to teach you how to dance once.
Did you really?
Yeah, we met in a gay country bar in Chicago.
Oh, yes, I was in a gay country bar in Chicago. I remember dancing with you. I went with Tony Fitzpatrick, and yes. I was out with Tony, and Tony was talking about, you know Tony Fitzpatrick. He was talking about on the radio what a tough guy he was and how hetero he was. And I said to him, are you tough enough to go to a gay bar? And he said, certainly. So Tony, me, and I think it was Crazy Teddy Z, we all went to a bar, a gay. What was the name of it? Do you know?
It's called Charlie's.
Charlie
Chicago. There's even one now in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Owned by the same guy. And yeah, absolutely. It was on a Wednesday night, and he learned how to dance.
Tony and I. My feet went bad on me.
That's
one of the three reasons I'm not good at being gay. Feet going bad is one of them. The other two probably not appropriate to talk about in the air.
That Mormon podiatrist was supposed to help your feet.
The Mormon podiatrist could have made it. Or at least one of my gay problems could have gone away. And Tony and I were trying to line dance, right?
Oh God, it was fun. It was good. You have rhythm.
I have rhythm, no doubt about that. But I don't have
exactly.
as decent feet. And we were doing the hands on the hip thing. We were doing I'm doing it here in the room. You can't tell them on the radio. But Tony and I were line dancing just to show what a man he was. And it was a really great time.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So did I.
Fabulous time. And I'm glad you remember me as having rhythm. Are you still line dancing?
I do still teach at that bar. Absolutely.
Oh, cool. I didn't mean, do you still teach at the bar? I meant, right now, as you're on the phone, are you line dancing?
No, actually, I'm not, but I just did a gay rodeo over the weekend where I was DJing and, yes, did the line dancing then.
So you're very involved in the gay line dancing movement.
Well, okay, let's go with just the gay movement. That's the line dancing part of it, okay? God, there is no street cred in line dancing.
There will be. There will. In our view of the future, when you're king and I'm queen, when you're king and I'm queen, then line dancing will have street cred. We'll dance again sometime, Stina.
Oh, I cut her off. I cut her off. I'm so sorry.
You know, I think I have a few crazy stories. Then I call up and people call up and I've forgotten some of the crazy stories.
They tell you crazy stories about you. Here's a funny.
That was a really fun night.
That was.
Tone.
Yeah. Sounds a great story. Here's a really funny Wendy's thing. Wendy's added a fresh fruit bowl to its menu at the end of last year, and the company quietly killed it, blaming a lack of demand. Here's the quote from their person. We listened to consumers who said they wanted to eat fresh fruit, but apparently they lied. That's actually the quote from Wendy's.
Yeah, well, you know, that I was going to bring that up, is there is convenient, fast, healthy food, and people do not eat it. We'll be back after this with more gay line dancing. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. 866-570-PEN. 7366. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. We started out talking about... junk food ads being banned before 9 p.m. in Britain. And then we kind of went to talking about me going to a gay line dancing club, a gay country bar, and working with Stina, who I think we can safely say, I think she said was a that she was very involved in the gay movement, so we can assume I'm perhaps lesbian. And I remember her very well. We had a wonderful time, and I wasn't a very good gay line dancer, but I gave it the, well, shall we say, I gave it the bathhouse try. So I did my best on that. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366, penradio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Sitting here with Michael Goodell, we're talking about, you know, how much responsibility the government has. It always amazes me that on this basic subject, there's such a deep divide. Let's talk to Gordon. What's up, Gordon?
Hey, Penn, how you doing? It's Gordon.
I've never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. Called once before for the John Locke and the Three Stooges, if you'll remember.
Okay, good.
How you been?
You're a Stooges guy. You're Stooges guy. That's all that matters to me. Go on.
That's right. We are all upset on MySpace that you're leaving us.
I know. I'm so sorry, man, but it was getting to be so much time. Because of you guys. You guys are all perfect. The questions were wonderful. It's just that I have this thing where I need to leave the inbox empty, and I need to have everything so it doesn't show. I have this kind of obsessive compulsive thing. So my regular email is always empty. I answer everything right away. And so MySpace would be there, and I would go in and take care of everything, and then it would be back. And that's so flattering and so wonderful, and I can't believe that many people. I didn't give the address, and over 1,000 people came in, but I had to. But I still kept it up so you guys can, you know, set up your own way to chat. But I'm feeling a little bit. And also, you know, the number of women that sent me really cool nude pictures was slightly below what I hoped for, and too many guys like you. But go on.
Nice. Yeah. It's pretty addicting. I know that. But getting to the topic at hand.
Good idea.
I think that we should. I mean, we have the right to self-destruction. It's our bodies, it's our lives. The corporations have a right to make their product and sell it also. If anyone will buy it, don't you think that gives them the right to sell it and us the right to use it if we want? I mean, I am not a smoker. I don't agree with smoking. I think it's all bad. But you can't really stop from doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of against our freedom to do that, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more. As Bob Dylan said, no reason talking to me, same as talking to you. I mean, I agree with everything completely. I think, as I've said, you know, we are, Michael Goodell and Penn Jillette are fighting for the right to be stupid. You know, smoking is stupid. Being fat is stupid. Riding a motorcycle without a helmet is stupid. You know, not going to school is stupid. And we should have all those rights. And many of those things, I've ridden a motorcycle without a helmet. I have smoked a cigarette. I have been fat and am currently fat. So I think I'm using all the freedoms that I possibly have. And I want to grab it more. I want the right to fly in an airplane without anybody being checked or looked after. I don't want the government to keep me safe. We have a great little note here that says, the only thing, this is from Deborah. Dear Sexy Penn and Sexy Mike, no. The only thing the government should do for me is ensure domestic tranquility, defend our country from invasion, and try not to tax me too much. I don't want them telling me what to eat, whether I can smoke or do recreational drugs. I think that is my doctor's job. If I don't listen to him, I will die. It will be entirely my own fault. They should also keep their nose out of my womb. So there. That's really
right. I mean, it was amazing. The thing on recycling was awesome. You know what? You've really inspired me to look into, you know, our freedoms and our government, you know, and just all our rights. You know, these things should be constantly rethought. You know what I mean?
Well, thanks so much. I just think, you know, you can't err too much on the side of freedom. And thanks a lot for calling. And sorry I didn't see you on MySpace, but you can always write to me at penradio@gmail.com, and Goodell will flip it right over to me.
Definitely
doing it right now. I've got like 10 he sent to me. Okay, thanks a lot. And about, as far as the nose out of the womb thing, I think that's definitely a personal choice. let's take James.
Hey, James.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Just hearing about this, it infuriates me because too much of a good thing usually ends up in a bad way. Uh-huh. And it just so happens that Americans and Europeans' poison of choice is fat. Mm-hmm. But if you have too many vitamins, you poison your body. If you have too much calcium, your bones calcify. If you have, like, I have IBS, and I love garlic. Uh-huh. So if I have too much garlic, I have stomach cramps to, like, no extent.
So it just infuriates me that they will try to, you know, steer people away from fat, but they won't steer people away from, like, taking too much vitamins or taking too much of this or too much of that.
And, I mean, I even do. This is where I agree with the nuts. You know, we are probably going to do a bull's hit on vitamins. That'll probably be season 5. We're going to do one of those. And we will probably come out and talk very heavily against maybe vitamin supplements for any healthy person. I don't know. We haven't done all the research yet. But we will not. It's pretty safe to bet, don't you think, Godot, that we will not say the government should stop people from taking vitamins.
Pretty safe.
Right.
Pretty safe. So I really do. You know, and people die from drinking too much water.
Yeah,
you know, the government should not be in charge of what we do to ourselves. And although the guy with the fish restaurant disagrees, but thanks a lot for calling, James. Thanks
no problem.
So much, man. Let's talk to Dan.
Hey,
what's
Dan.
Up, Dan?
Hey, Penn. I love your promotion of libertarian ideals.
Thanks so much, man.
There is a certain amount of government involvement in our lives, and I have heard that. We subsidize corn growers, and that ends up getting turned into cheap sugar in the form of corn syrup.
That's absolutely true.
Now, what if we instead put remove that incentive or put that incentive toward ethanol production, and we bought sugar from Cuba?
Well, yeah.
Or bought it from someplace else.
You're talking about, I mean, one of the libertarian candidates ran a few years ago, and part of his campaign was just to say, we're spending X amount of money to stop tobacco ads, and we're spending X amount of money subsidizing tobacco farmers. All we're asking, the first step, let's stop one of those. Absolutely. We subsidize corn. What is that book called that I talked about in the air about the guy who did three different kinds of food meals? He did a McDonald's meal and, like, you know, 15 ingredients in Chicken McNuggets come from corn products. And we subsidize corn, and it's partially because of the ethanol, which I don't think we should be doing. I think we stop subsidizing everything and let the free market really work. One of the reasons we have such cheap food is that such cheap sugar in all the cheap foods is that the government is subsidizing so heavily so we cannot import sugar. If we just imported sugar and got rid of the corn syrup, we'd be much better off, and we would have less money going through the government. But always, the government's going to be pushing for having more money going through that. I wish I could think of the name of that book. It's really annoying me. Not Fast Food Nation, no. That was a jive book. But there's another book out that just came out. There was an excerpt in the New York Times with a guy hunting a wild boar. Someone will call us with this right away or write us an email, and I'll be able to get the name of that book. And I heard him interviewed on, I think, Terry Gross's show, and I read a few excerpts. I have not read the whole book yet, but I want to. Okay, well, thanks a lot for calling. I got, but we the idea that we subsidize things that then we try to ban. Subsidize tobacco, then try to ban it. Subsidize corn syrup, and then try to say we're drinking too much, eating too much sugar. Let's talk to Sterling. What's up, Sterling?
Hey, well, you know, Soylent Green is people, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yeah. It absolutely is. And that's not said enough. Soylent Green.
I agree.
And it's a cookbook!
No, that was a different movie.
I know, but it was a cookbook, wasn't it?
Yeah. But secondly, if you've ever eaten in England, you know that everything is fried. I mean, you ask for cereal. Oh, yes, sir. Do you want that fried in butter or lard?
I
have cereal, please? No, we must fry it first, really.
I had a piece of chicken in England that I still remember. I ordered chicken because I was sick of fish and chips, and they took the chicken and put it into this really filthy fryolator, this fish and chips fryolator.
Oh, yeah.
And what came out was this funk that was unbelievable. I mean, it just was like dripping with trans fat and completely disgusting. And
welcome to British food, my friend.
I ate it all. Every little bit of it. And do you know British food well? Have you lived over there?
Every time I travel, I have to stop at Heathrow, and of course I have to stay overnight.
Bangers? Yeah,
I wasn't at that place in Chicago with you, by the way, in case you
No, there's a spotted dick they have for breakfast.
I know. I've passed on that. I just can't get over the name.
And clotted cream?
No, but I made the mistake of having a real Scottish breakfast one time in Edinburgh,
uh-huh.
And I ate that for 3 days.
Like a Scotch egg?
Oh, well, they take the egg, of course, and crack it, and it goes under the lard and then comes back up again, and it's done.
Yeah, I know. That's great. So and they also
so
do...
The point of my call, can we get back to the story here, please?
Sorry, forgive me. I'm so glad you're in charge of this show, because I was screwing it up.
Look, I'm just letting you have some time here, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
The point of my call was that, I mean, yeah, okay, McDonald's is the best food, but what else are those people eating over there?
I know.
Okay, back to you, Penn.
They do have an occasional curry. They do have an occasional curry.
Oh, that's very good for you. Very good.
Very good. Okay, thanks so much for calling, man. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the fish and chips over in England seem so, so bad for you, and I love it so much. And we went to Newfoundland, and Newfoundland understands. It's really going to rhyme. And my wife and I, we came back after a week in Newfoundland feeling so sick because we ate nothing but fried fish for the whole time we were up there. And man, it's good. And I want to leave right now and go get fish and chips right after the show. We're talking about how bad this food is and how much people should show willpower, and all it is doing is making me hungry. I want fish and chips. Let's talk to David.
Howdy, David.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, Penn?
Doing very well.
Hey, listen, I don't know. I think, isn't the government doing it now, right now? Isn't they trying to prevent from people to smoke or to eat a certain amount, extremely? They're doing it through taxes. Isn't that being done already?
Sure, there are things that were called sin taxes that are, which bothers me because of the word sin tax, but there's sin taxes that are in place that make cigarettes really, really expensive. And they're also going to start, I think, taxing fast food more and already have in certain places. So, yes, they're already doing it. That doesn't mean I like it.
I mean, I don't like the idea of the government telling me what to do. No. I understand that. I understand. But you also have to look at the other side. I mean, you know, like right now in New York City, you know, you can't smoke in a club anymore.
I know. Richards just got busted in Scotland for smoking on stage.
Right. Now, is it right or is it wrong? I don't know, because I mean, you have a right to self-destruct, but do you have the right to, if you self-destruct, to take somebody with you?
I'd like to. I didn't mean that. What I meant to say was, as long as you don't hurt other people, you have the right to do whatever you want.
That's the whole problem. Like, drink, when you make a choice, like drunk driving, people make that choice. But then, you know, when you make the choice, you're drinking and then you're driving, I mean...
Yeah, but
how do you put a stop to that?
I don't think we've ever had someone come out in favor of drunk driving, but it's about time somebody did that actually said, that's my choice, screw you, I'm going to drive drunk. I'm going to cut you off a little bit, David, because I'm running a little bit short. Did you say something in my headphones? What'd you say, Jack? Yeah, and coming up later this week, we're going to have tomorrow, Monkey Tuesday. Wednesday, we have Howie Mandel talking about his stupid show. Thursday, I will be live from the Minnesota State Fair, home of Bob Dylan. And, man, I've been thinking too much about Alicia Keys. And then Friday, we are going to have Bob effing Saget. That's who we're going to have on the show on Friday. He'll be here live. Actually, I'll be with him in Los Angeles live. So, please, you know, if I didn't do what I should have done, I tried. Bye-bye.